The revolution we need, the leadership we have.
A message and a call from the Revolutionary Communist Party, USA.
This is not the best of all possible worlds. And we do not have to live this way. The land of the free and the home of the brave, the leader of the free world. That's what they always say about this country. But this is a big lie. The truth is that we live under a system that, from the start in this country, built up its wealth and power by enslaving millions of black people, stealing land from Indians and Mexicans through war and genocide, and working many people, including children, literally to death. It is by such murderous means that the system has expanded from sea to shining sea, across this continent and around the whole world.
It is a system of capitalism imperialism, a system in which U.S. imperialism is the most monstrous, most oppressive superpower, a system driven by a relentless chase after profit, which brings horror upon horror, a nightmare seemingly without end for the vast majority of humanity. Poverty and squalor, torture and rape, the wholesale domination and degradation of women everywhere, wars, invasions and occupations, assassinations and massacres, planes, missiles, tanks and troops of the USA bombarding people in faraway lands while they sleep in their homes or go about their daily lives, blasting their little children to pieces, cutting down men and women in the prime of life or in old age, kicking down their doors and dragging them away in the middle of the night. While here, in the USA itself, the police harass, brutalize, and murder youth in the streets of the inner cities, over and over again. And then they spit out their maddening insults, insisting that this is justified, as if these youth are not human beings, have no right to live, deserve no respect, and no future. Throughout the world, as a result of this system, a billion people or more go hungry every day, with many facing the threat of starvation. Hundreds of millions of children are forced to work like slaves and to live in putrid slums in the midst of garbage and human waste. Waves of immigrants, unable to live in their own homelands, travel the earth in search of work. And if they find it, they are worked until they can hardly stand and are forced into the shadows, with the constant fear that they will be deported and their families broken apart. Growing numbers of people cannot find work at all now, with many losing their homes as well as their jobs, while others are worked even more mercilessly. Everyone is lured and driven to consume more and more at the cost of ever-mounting debt and at the loss of any sense of larger purpose or meaning to life, or any deeper connection with other human beings. Many are being pushed to the edge. Growing numbers are going over the edge, often lashing out in crazed desperation.
Young women in millions are treated like cattle and forced into sexual slavery, shipped across countries and continents, while women everywhere are degraded, demeaned, and brutalized in a thousand ways, beaten and raped in huge numbers, treated as objects of sexual gratification and breeders of children instead of full human beings. The idea of an intimate, loving relationship with another human being is made into a sick joke, perverted into a property or commodity relation, weighed down by repressive patriarchal tradition, and denied or restricted for people of the same sex. The environment and human destiny itself is being taken to the brink of disaster. All this because of the dictates of this system, because of its stranglehold on humanity. All this while technology and wealth exist on a scale and in forms never before imagined. Technology and wealth produced by millions, billions throughout the world, who are nameless and faceless to the powers that be. Technology and wealth that could and should be a resource belonging to humanity as a whole and used to meet the needs of people everywhere for a decent and ever-enriched material, intellectual, and cultural life. Look at what this system is doing to youth right here in the USA. For millions in the inner cities, if they're not killed in an early age, their likely future is prison. Nearly 1 in 8 young black men is incarcerated. The prisons are overflowing with blacks and Latinos, and this country has the highest incarceration rate of women in the world. This system has robbed so many youth of the chance for a decent life and has gotten far too many living, dying, and killing for nothing. Nothing good. Nothing more than messing up people and murdering each other on the streets of the cities here, or joining the military, being trained to be murderers on a mass scale, massacring people in countries across the globe. A system which offers millions and millions of youth no greater purpose, no better fate than crime and punishment, or to become a mindless killing machine for the system itself. That alone is reason enough to sweep this system from the face of the earth.
And despite the good intentions of many teachers, the educational system is a bitter insult for many youth and a means of regimentation and indoctrination overall. While particularly in some elite schools, there is some encouragement for students to think in nonconformist ways, so long as, in the end, this still conforms to the fundamental needs and interests of this system. On the whole, instead of really enabling people to learn about the world and to pursue the truth wherever it leads with a spirit of critical thinking and scientific curiosity, education is crafted and twisted to serve the commandments of capital, to justify and perpetuate the oppressive relations in society and the world as a whole, and to reinforce the dominating position of the already powerful. And despite the creative impulses and efforts of many, the dominant culture, too, is corrupted and molded to lower, not raise people's sights, to extol and promote the ways of thinking and of acting that keep this system going and keep people believing that nothing better is possible. Look at the lies they constantly tell us, with all their honeyed words about democracy for the people and human rights. While they are ruthlessly dictating over people with force and violence all over the world and right here at home. Oh, and now they come on with Obama to make us think they'll be bringing some kind of change for the better. But Obama represents this system, and all this system can bring is more of the same, more torture and torment, more oppression and brutality, more war and destruction. Some say this is all God's will, and we just have to put it all in God's hands. But it was not some God that got us in this situation, and it won't be some God that will get us out of it. The truth is, there are no gods, and we don't need them.
The revolution we need. It is this system that has gotten us into the situation we're in today and keeps us there. And it is through revolution to get rid of this system that we ourselves can bring a much better system into being. The ultimate goal of the revolution is communism, a world where people work and struggle together for the common good, where everyone contributes whatever they can to society and gets back what they need to live a life worthy of human beings, where there are no more divisions among people in which some rule over and oppress others, robbing them not only of the means to a decent life, but also of knowledge and a means of understanding and acting to change the world. The revolution is both necessary and possible. This capitalist, imperialist system is in crisis. The system is bankrupt. The system is rotten to the core. The system is based on ruthless exploitation. This system commits so many monstrous crimes and causes so much unnecessary suffering. We do not need to be sacrificing even more to rescue this system. This system needs to be swept aside. Its crimes against humanity stopped cold. Its institutions dismantled and replaced by ones that empower people to build a new society free of exploitation and oppression. The biggest lie of all is that there is no other way than this system, or that attempts to really make a different way through revolution and advancing toward communism have brought about something even worse. The wretched of the earth have made revolution and started on the road to communism, first in Russia and then in China, and they achieved great things in doing so before they were turned back by the forces of the old order. We are here to tell you that not only has this been done, but we can do it again and do it better this time. This is the truth that is covered up and lied about, But we have the facts and analysis to back this up. Tremendous historical experience has been summed up scientifically and is there for us to learn from and build on. It is up to us to wake up and shake off the ways that they put on us, the ways they have us thinking so that they can keep us down and trapped in the same old rat race. To rise up as conscious emancipators of humanity. The days when this system can just keep on doing what it does to people, here and all over the world. When people are not inspired and organized to stand up against these outrages and to build up the strength to put an end to this madness, those days must be gone. And they can be.
But people are too messed up. It's just human nature for things to be this way, and it can't be changed. Yes, it can. It has happened before, when people have risen up to make revolution. It can and it must be done again. And it can and must go even further. We and our millions and millions can change ourselves and fit ourselves to rule and to remake society in the interests of humanity. But we can do this only as we fight to change the larger conditions, to throw off oppression, as we join with others throughout the world to change the whole world. This is what our party means when we say fight the power and transform the people for revolution. But we are not in a position to make a revolution in this country. They are too powerful, and they'll never let us get that far. No one is more aware than our party of the difficulties, the risks, and the dangers in making revolution. We are out here working for this every day. We know the price that has to be paid, and we know that it is worth it, and that giving our lives to this is more rewarding than anything else. We know that they want to stop this revolution, crush it, and bury it before it can really get going again. But we also know that a fight can be waged, and that we can have a chance to win the fight, to make this revolution real. And yes, it is true. Now is not yet the time, in this country, to go all out to seize the power away from those who rule over us, to bring a new power serving our interests into being. But now is the time to be working for revolution, to be stepping up resistance while building a movement for revolution, to prepare for the time when it will be possible to go all out to seize the power.
Revolution can be made when there is a revolutionary situation, an even greater crisis in society as a whole, when people in greater numbers come to deeply feel and understand that the present power has no legitimacy, that it serves only a handful of oppressors, that it uses lies and deception, corruption, and completely unjust force and violence to keep this system going and keep the people in their place. When millions see the need to fight to break this power and establish a new power that can bring about the changes that people desperately need and want, for a revolution, there must be a revolutionary people among all sections of society, but with its deepest base among those who catch hell every day under this system. People who are determined to fight for power in order to radically change society, to get rid of oppression and exploitation. But the point is this: we cannot and we must not sit around and wait for one fine day. When this revolutionary situation comes about and a revolutionary people comes on the scene, no, we must and we can work to bring a revolutionary people into being, to enable people to see why they should put no faith in this system and should not live and die in the way that keeps this system going, but instead should devote their lives to resisting oppression and building up for the time when we can get rid of the cause of all this oppression. Using our newspaper, Revolution, as the foundation and guideline and organizational scaffolding for this whole process, this is what our party means when we say we are hastening while awaiting the revolutionary situation, preparing minds and organizing forces for revolution. All this is not possible without leadership. But the thing is, there is leadership.
The leadership we have. In Bob Avakian, the chairman of our party, we have the kind of rare and precious leader who does not come along very often. A leader who has given his heart and all his knowledge, skills, and ability to serving the cause of revolution and the emancipation of humanity. Bob Avakian came alive as a revolutionary in the 1960s, taking part in the great movements of those days, and especially working and struggling closely with the most advanced revolutionary force in the U.S. at that time, the Black Panther Party. Since then, and while many others have given up, Bob Avakian has worked and struggled tirelessly to find the way to go forward, having learned crucial lessons and built lasting organization that could continue the struggle and aim to take it higher, while uniting with the same struggle throughout the world. He has kept on developing the theory and strategy for making revolution. He played the key role in founding our party in 1975, and since then has continued to battle to keep the party on the revolutionary road, to carry out work with a strong revolutionary orientation. He has deeply studied the experience of revolution, the shortcomings as well as the great achievements, and many different fields of human endeavor through history and throughout the world. And he has brought the science and the method of revolution to a whole new level so that we can not only fight, but we can really fight to win. Bob Avakian has developed the scientific theory and strategic orientation for how to actually make the kind of revolution we need. And he is leading our party as an advanced force of this revolution. He is a great champion and a great resource for people here and, indeed, people all over the world. The possibility for revolution right here and for the advance of revolution everywhere is greatly heightened because of Bob Avakian and the leadership he is providing. And it is up to us to get with this leadership, to find out more about Bob Avakian and the party he heads, to learn from his scientific method and approach to changing the world, to build this revolutionary movement with our party at the core, to defend this leadership as the precious thing it is. And, at the same time, to bring our own experience and understanding to help strengthen the process of revolution and enable the leadership we have to keep on learning more and leading even better. If you have not heard about this, if you don't know about the revolution we need and the leadership we have, that is because those who now hold power do not want you to know. They keep this from you, or lie about it when they can't keep word of it from getting out. And it's because our party itself has not, until now, been consistent enough and bold enough in getting the word out and acting on it.
But we're changing all that, starting now. We must spread the word to every corner of this country, giving people the means to become part of this revolutionary movement, and organizing into this movement everyone who wants to make a contribution to it, who wants to work and fight, to struggle and sacrifice, not to keep this nightmare of a world going as it is, but to bring a better world into being. We mean what we say, and we will not back off or turn our backs on what we have started, on the people who need this revolution. We will keep coming back, digging in, to strengthen this movement for revolution, to build up the basis, spread the influence, and organize the forces we need to make revolution. We will not be scared off, backed down, or driven away.
A whole different world. A much better future is possible. We have what we need to fight for that world, that future. It is up to us to get with it and to get to the challenge of making this happen.
As our party's constitution says, the emancipation of all humanity. This and nothing less than this is our goal. There is no greater cause, no greater purpose to which to dedicate our lives.